Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Corey Myers. Is the U.S. sticking with Ukraine or walking away? Dave Collins has more.
Congress must soon decide whether to approve more funding for Ukraine in its war with Russia.
Without congressional action, the administration will run out of resources by the end of the year to procure more weapons and equipment for Ukraine.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said lawmakers must decide whether to support the fight for freedom or let Russian President Vladimir Putin prevail.
The race to replace expelled Congressman George Santos already underway. Chairman of the Nassau County Republican Committee, Joseph Cairo, says they're trying to avoid another Santos fiasco by closely examining potential candidates' credentials. Both parties need to present a candidate for a special election. That the sound of a house exploding. A standoff with police led to that explosion in Arlington, Virginia, after the barricaded suspect fired a flare gun dozens of times and a firearm inside the residence. Police were attempting to execute a search warrant for the suspect's home at about 8:25 p.m. when that suspect discharged several rounds from what police believe was a firearm inside the home, causing the residence to explode. President Joe Biden set to unveil a health care package this week.
The package will focus on measures to reduce prescription drug prices as part of plans for a potential second term. The proposed agenda includes expanding provisions for cutting drug prices, such as insulin, introduced for Medicare enrollees last year under the Inflation Reduction Act. Additionally, Biden aims to bolster the Affordable Care Act by making permanent the enhanced federal premium subsidies, benefiting around 10 million people accessing coverage on Obamacare exchanges. I'm Skip Kelly.
This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
A shark attack has claimed the life of an American woman in the Bahamas. Officials there say the woman from Boston was paddleboarding with a relative near the Sandals Resort on Monday when that attack took place. CPR was administered, but her injuries were too severe. Before that, on Saturday, a woman died after an apparent shark attack at a beach resort in Mexico.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Ken.
What kind of list includes Taylor Swift, Barbie, and Chinese President Xi Jinping? Well, they're all on the honored list for Time Magazine's 2023 Person of the Year, Time unveiling that final list yesterday. Others on the list include Hollywood strikers, OpenAI CEO Sam Altman, prosecutors of former President Trump. The Time Person of the Year will be announced tomorrow. The finalists for the Heisman Trophy have been announced as well. Players that are in the mix for this year's Heisman. Players that are in the mix for this year's Heisman, awarded annually to the most outstanding player in college football, include Oregon quarterback Bo Nix, Washington quarterback Michael Penix Jr., LSU signal caller Jaden Daniels, and Ohio State wide receiver Marvin Harrison Jr. The winner of the award will be announced on Saturday. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, you knew it wasn't going to be easy, and I thank you for joining in, because look, it's not only the country, it's the world that's counting on this, so, should Jesus tarry, but as we know, it's his will to be done. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. I got a call the other day from a dear friend, says, hey, Gene Watson has just released a new CD project. Do you want to talk to her? I said, are you kidding me? I've been trying to, you know, I think of her quite often. And, you know, gosh, it's been several years since I think Gene Watson and I've had a chance to talk. And she's affected me so much, and I love her so dearly for her blessing that she is on the body of Christ, her giftings and talents that God has blessed her with. Her music is forever remaining in my library, and I hear quite often, especially anytime I hear Gene's voice, and particularly when it comes to St. Patrick's breastplate. I think if there was ever a song that had such a powerful effect on my life, it was that one. Gene Watson joins us now. Hey, Gene, how are you?
I'm doing so well, Bill. It's great to talk to you again.
Gosh, it's been too long, lady. And I told you, I said, the lights are always on for you. Whenever anything comes up, you know, you're always welcome. And here we've got, you know, this new project, Behold the Heralds Worship. The Heralds of Worship, right?
Carols of Worship.
Oh, carols. Okay, so they...
Carols of Worship.
Okay, why did yeah. they give me a typo there? Okay,
I don't know. All right. The other one sounds good, too, but yeah.
Okay, but Carols of Worship. All right, so tell us about the project.
Well, this was a really special project for me because I realized this year that it had been exactly 20 years since the beginning of my recording career and my ministry. It was 20 years ago this Christmas that my landlord had brought me a Christmas tree, me and my children, when I was a single mother of four. Mm-hmm. And when he walked in the door with his tree, he heard me singing Christmas carols on a recording I'd made for a friend as a gift. And that recording deeply moved his heart. Excuse me. And at that moment, he said, I think that is what you're supposed to be doing with your life. In other words, doing music and singing. So he gave me my rent money back that month, and he said, take your rent money and go record, at that time, a CD. And so I did. Mm-hmm. It was a Christmas album, and that album was the beginning of a whole new purpose in my life. And so this year I wanted to do another Christmas project to commemorate that special moment. So I re-recorded two of the original songs I had done 20 years ago, and then added a few more down in Nashville, and I'm super just thankful to be able to continue to record and create 20 years later.
Wow. And I remember the first time you told me that story about the landlord. And what did the landlord say after his seed that he deposited in your life, as that seed started taking root and coming to fruition? What did he say to you?
Oh, he was so excited. And, you know, he would, every time I saw him, he would ask me what was going on with the music. And he watched as I recorded another album and another album. And it was the third project that I did that was heard in Europe. And I started receiving invitations to travel in the UK and share my music. And so he would always say, you know, where are you going this month? Uh-huh. And where are you traveling? And you know, what are you recording? And he was so excited to have been a part of the very beginning of, you know, like I said, a career, but also a ministry that would end up changing so many people's lives.
And for him to be used by God to be part of the answer, to be used in this way, and for what? For a rent payment?
Yeah,
I mean, you know, when you think about it, yes, I mean, as serious and as significant as a rent payment could be, what that meant for you and what it's meant for others. I mean, but for that investment, I wouldn't have had a chance to meet you, Jean.
I know, you know, and it isn't even so much about that money, which at the time was a lot for me. Mm-hmm. You know, it was not a lot of money for most people. For me, it was the world, you know, a month's rent payment. But it was more that it was more his confidence in me and his reaction to my voice and my music. I saw him, you know, hear me sing and sit down and just cry. He put his head in his hands and he wept, and he was so moved. And, you know, he wasn't faking that. And I thought, you know, if that was his response, he's not faking that. Maybe the Lord really has given me a gift and even an anointing, a purpose in life at a time when I felt like I had no purpose or I had missed God's purpose and plan for my life.
I mean, your hands are full. You're a single mom.
Yeah.
You got four kids. And here you are and looking, you know, I mean, looking for an answer. And then God sends you an answer in the form of a landlord, huh?
Yeah, well, and also, you know, I think the stigma of divorce and, you know, in the Christian world is such a stigma of failure. You know, somebody screwed up. Somebody made a mistake. You know, has God rejected me? That's the big thing, is the shame. Has God rejected me because I wasn't always following him? And I think, you know, that's the lie that the enemy always wants to tell all of us. It's like, look, you screwed up again. God's going to reject you. He won't use you. You'll never get another chance. You screwed up your life. And the wonder of God's grace and his love and the Christmas story is that that's never true. Anytime we come back to the Lord and say, God, I'm sorry, I want another chance, he's such a redeemer, and he can take what we think are the worst failures in our lives and he can turn them into something beautiful. And that became really the theme of my ministry is, hey, we've all screwed up.
Yes.
Look at the screw ups in the Bible. Look at David.
Exactly.
Moses.
Yeah.
You know,
welcome to the club. And the thing is that for all of us who have been redeemed, we have this in common, and his name is Jesus.
Amen.
Right?
Amen. Yeah. All we have to have is just willing hearts and submitted hearts that are willing to say, you know, here's my life, use me. And when we know that we're nothing without him is when he can do anything with us. And that's been the story of my life.
You know, Jean, you imagine, in contrast, if the devil wasn't a liar and he told you the truth, where would Jean Watson be today?
And other
Jean Watsons, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, I think about that. I really do. If I hadn't had that encounter moment or some encounter moment where I had met the grace of God, it makes me so incredibly sad to think of wasted purpose and a wasted life, you know, which is all of us. And I do a lot of prison ministry, and I see that. You know, I see people that are paying the consequences for for bad choices, then, you know, but for the grace of God, there go all of us. And
yes.
So, I mean, I'm just so, so grateful. It just would make me so sad because now music is such a joyful part of my life, and to be able to continue to create music without that joy, feels just a lot of sadness.
Exactly. We're hearing a little bit of Come Thou Long Expected Jesus from the new project, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, we've got to go to break. We come back, we've got Gene Watson after this. Stay with us.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Back
with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Gene Watson continues with us, the award-winning praise and worship artist and ministry leader. We're talking about her new project, Behold the Carols of Worship. Gene, let's talk a little bit more about the ministry. I'm on your website at genewatson.com. And you're all over the place. And the thing is, it's amazing to me, is that you're all over the place where it's coldest. I mean, you can't come down to Florida or something like that where it heats up a little bit. I mean,
invite me.
Yes, exactly. You need to come down here. Bring, you know, you and the husband unit and whatever kids you know, are hanging around, you know, come on down, get out of the cold weather. My goodness.
Yeah, I'd love that. I just go where the invitation come. I don't strive with it, and it's amazing, you know, how full the calendar stays. And I think the key is just really not trying to make a career for yourself. I do a lot of speaking to other Christian artists and ministers, and just encourage them that, you know, God is your manager, and there's such a temptation to want to promote yourself, and especially in this world of, you know, social media, me, and we just, you know, yes, we do want people to hear our music, but if we're focused on the Lord and what He wants in our lives, He's going to open all those doors, and He has for me, and I've been able to travel internationally. I still have a very active ministry in Ireland where I go once or twice a year. I have radio ministry over there. And then in the United States, you know, there are sort of hubs of ministry that open up as mainly through radio. Mm-hmm. People have heard the music and then invitations to come. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Well, and we were talking off air about the Chillins, all the Chillins doing well, and you know, your oldest son serving the country. That we appreciate his act of service for our country. My youngest one's getting ready to go in too, but your son's been in the Army for a while. For 10 years or so now?
13. He's going on 13 years. Yeah.
Wow, and he's up for a promotion.
Yeah, he's going to pin on captain later this year, and he just the Lord defied all the earthly odds, because he's my child that at the age of 16 was addicted to cocaine and crystal meth and almost died of his addiction. And I gathered my prayer warrior down and dirty, you know, prayer warrior friends, and five of us prayed and actually fasted for him for 5 days. And I mean, he was so seriously addicted, and God showed up in his room back in 2005, and, you know, in the middle of the night, and he had an encounter with God and woke up sober the next day and just changed. And that, you know, is just a miracle that changed all of our lives, really. So, you know, for him to now be doing what he is doing and excelling in leadership in the military, and in his family as a husband and father of three, this is what the power of God can do.
Yeah. See, this is why we love our Father so much, because He is about life. The enemy is about death. And this is where your son and so many come to that crossroads. The Bible tells us, you know, I put before you this day and this moment life and death. And quickly, it doesn't even give you any option. It doesn't give you much time to even think about it. Choose life. That's what you want to do. And fortunately, your son, as others faithfully interceded on his behalf, chose life. And look what's happening. A life otherwise that, you know, would have just been an awful memory. But, you know, we love God because He's such a redeemer. I want to talk for just about a moment about St. Patrick's breastplate that so touched me. Give us a little backstory on that, because I want to play a little bit of the song, you know, for our audience. If they've not been exposed to your music in a grand way, shame on them. And I'll tell you, this will be a great Christmas gift for yourself. Is you get your ears around Gene's music, and particularly St. Patrick's breastplate, because this has been so meaningful for me. So whether I'm hearing you singing or if I'm reading. Reading the prayer itself, it has so touched me over the years. Gene, a little backstory on that, if you would.
Yeah. So as I mentioned earlier, I really, the focus of my ministry is the nation of Ireland, and I've traveled there many times. And so when I had recorded my sacred project in, I believe it's 2018, I was recording some ancient hymns of the church, and I wanted to do a setting of St. Patrick's breastplate, which is the ancient prayer of St. Patrick that comes from the 5th century. It's very, very old, and, you know, the legend has it that St. Patrick prayed this prayer that God would be his literal armor, his shield, when he was facing a battle, physical battle. And so, the prayer has been changed over the years, and I took a setting of those words and created a special arrangement, and we ended up doing a video that goes with it in Ireland, in the places where St. Patrick was walking.
Oh, cool.
Yes. The prayer itself and the song, it just, you listen to it, and it renews your faith.
Exactly.
That we don't have to go into life protecting ourselves, but we can pray, and God will be our shield and our strength.
That's a great cue for the song. Let's listen to it. As it would go, is Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ on my right, Christ on my left, Christ when I lie down, Christ when I sit down, Christ when I arise. What a powerful lyric, and your interpretation of that is so special and unique, Gene. You bless me. And you bless those of us that hear your music. We've got a couple of minutes left here. Let's talk a little bit more about Behold, Carols of Worship. We're going to play a little bit later on as we end this segment with Sweet Little Jesus Boy. But tell us more about the project.
It was really fun, and again, just filled with God's grace, very easy. It's an EP, so there are 6 carols. It's not very long. I'm hoping to add to it next year. But I had a lot of help down in Nashville. Michael W. Smith's son, Tyler Smith, did the string arranging for me. The string arrangements are unbelievable, and you'll hear that on Sweet Little Jesus Boy. And Jonathan Crone, who's a Grammy Award-winning producer. He's worked with Dolly Parton. He's worked with some of the greatest names in Nashville. Just, this guy's a musical genius. He is the man who put together St. Patrick's Breastplate. So if you loved that, you're going to love Behold, Carols of Worship. It's all of that musical genius and my arrangements, my voice, and as usual, my violin playing.
Got to have the violin. I mean, you without violin, that's a day without sunshine. You got to have that. There's
it
no
is.
Doubt about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. How wonderful. Gene, again, the people that you've been able to work with, I mean, again, going back from your beginning, your early story, and here you are working with all these talented individuals. I mean, God has used you greatly and blessed us all so much. So here, as we exit with a Sweet Little Jesus Boy, again, our gratitude for Gene Watson for, you know, coming on the show, the award-winning praise and worship artist, her new project, Behold, the Carols of Worship. And you can find out more about her at her website, genewatson.com. Gene, again, thank you so much for being with us. God bless.
Thank you, Bill. Have a great day.
Vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
USA News Update. Is the U.S. sticking with Ukraine or walking away? Congress must soon decide whether to approve more funding for Ukraine in its war with Russia. The race to replace expelled Congressman George Santos already underway. Chairman of the Nassau County Republican Committee, Joseph Cairo, says they're trying to avoid another Santos fiasco by closely examining potential candidates' credentials. A house explosion in Arlington, Virginia, after a standoff with police with a barricaded suspect inside. Apparently, that suspect fired a flare gun dozens of times and a firearm inside the residence, leading to that explosion. President Joe Biden set to unveil a health care package this week, the package focusing on measures to reduce prescription drug prices as part of plans for a potential second term. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Jonathan Feldstein is joining us. He's the president and founder of the Genesis 123 Foundation. He lives in Israel, has a son and son-in-law currently serving in the IDF, has established an emergency fund through the Genesis 123 Foundation that we'll be talking about more in just a moment. Also reporting on day 59, going into 60 of the Israel-Hamas war. Jonathan, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. What a lovely introduction. I appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you. We appreciate what your son and your son-in-law are doing on behalf of freedom and defending Israel. Can you give us an update as to what's going on day 59 going into 60 of this war?
Well, the personal update is as of yesterday, my son went into Gaza. He had been, that's been rumored and was planned before the ceasefire and was imminent when the ceasefire ended, so that happened yesterday, and we're unfortunately not in touch because they take away his phone, and we don't know exactly where he is. We have a general idea of where, but it's unnerving. It's a little concerning. The war is raging, and we are still just within the last hour. I lost count of how many rockets have been fired, both from Gaza as well as from Lebanon. They're not stopping. They are not even coming close to saying uncle. I don't know how you say uncle in Arabic, but that's maybe not in their repertoire. And unfortunately we keep waking up every day with more casualties on our end. But Israel is tremendously unified in the need to carry out this operation to crush Hamas and to bring home all the terrorists. And the other piece, the last piece to say, is while we've been celebrating so much the return of dozens of hostages, both
Jews
and foreign workers, we've now more and more the horrors of what they suffered, sexual crimes, deprivation of food, physical beatings, psychological things, making kids watch the videos that they made on October 7th. Horrific, horrific things, all of which are war crimes, and it's just sad for all of us, but we're united and we will succeed.
Well, please know, Jonathan, that we continue to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, as the Bible commands us to do that.
Yeah.
We're also praying, you know, for Israel, for the leadership, because there's no doubt the international pressure. We are disappointed. I will say this as an American who served our country. I'm disappointed with what the Biden administration is doing. I saw early on, had counsel from, you know, former Pentagon officials that cautioned and pointed out the hesitancy of the Biden administration. So we're not surprised at what's coming down. But look, we know that we serve and glorify Holy God, Almighty God, who has continued to cherish the chosen people of Israel, the nation of Israel, and that you know, God continues to, you know, come to your aid. And there's no doubt that war is horrific. It's a terrible thing, the devastation that goes with it. And we try to keep in perspective here, Jonathan, that Israel didn't do this. You didn't start this. This was started by Hamas, that attacked on October the 7th innocents in Israel. And they knew what the response was going to be. And the leadership there, you know, made a decision, and they put all the Palestinians, all the people under their charge at risk. And this is how this is coming out, where you've got, you know, you have civilians, you have non-combatants on, you know, on the Hamas side that are victims, but they're victims that were produced because of Hamas's actions in using, you know, civilians as human shields. You know, we see the video of them utilizing the hospitals, you know, using places of worship. These are all infractions of, you know, of international law when it comes to conducting a war, right?
100%. And I did an interview the other day with someone who's on the left of the political spectrum and still believes that we can make accommodations with these people. And I said, you know, I don't see how you can think that anymore, because they're coming from a vile Islamic perspective. I wrote about this in a recent article called Who Are the Innocent Palestinians? We have to look at their society. And I don't say this in a way to be racist or discriminatory. Just, we have to look at reality, and you can only deal with reality. So, yes, I agree with you. There are some things that the Biden administration has been despicable about. When they talk about two-state solution, I mean, Kamala Harris came up with that nonsense again the other day. It's just a vapid, meaningless statement, and we actually do need real solutions.
Exactly.
We don't need people parroting something that is like the peace solution equivalent of a Model T Ford today. It's not relevant.
Right. Well, it's never worked. And the thing that amazes me, Jonathan, and this has been well documented, and I've shared this with my audience repeatedly, and that is that every time America specifically interferes with God's peace plan and tries to present a two-state solution, America experiences within 48 hours a natural disaster. This isn't a coincidence. There are, I don't know, maybe a couple of dozen instances where this has happened repeatedly. And I know that these books, one by, you know, Bill Koenig, and another by John McCherry.
You're talking, You're talking Bill Koenig talk. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. And John McTiernan was the one that first started doing, you know, doing this. He was the first one to present, and then Bill picked it up after that. But regardless, it's well documented as to what goes on. I mean, America does not understand, Jonathan. We do not understand in our culture. I mean, we're 247, 248 years old, and you got thousands of years of what my good friend Bill Salas refers to as ancient hatred between the Arabs and the Jews. You can't, you know, how do you discern that, with a Western, you know, culture that is so devoid of understanding, you know, what's going on? You know, we're getting a little bit of understanding here because we've imported hatred into our universities. And people are shocked and going, you know, what is going on? We got, you know, thousands of kids on the street outside of these universities, you know, with, you know, hating Israel and you know, turning things upside down and not even seeing what Hamas done is, what they did to Israel and to the Jews as evil. This is flat out evil. And if you can't discern something as clear cut as that, then how can we possibly negotiate peace?
You can't. And hopefully there will be a proper awakening in America, because what we are experiencing is knocking on America's door.
Yeah. Well, it is, and it may be too late for America. And you know, and I think in some regards, I don't mean to be pessimistic about this, but it's just that, you know, just as in the past with Israel, where the walls were broken, America's walls are broken down. And they're being, you know, we can see this demonstrated in our southern borders. We see it in our culture with the things that are being manifest, the evil that is being manifest in our culture here in this country. You know, my prayer is that the leadership of Israel, you know, because we're told in the Bible that there will be a time when Israel will go on their own, that they're going to decouple, you know, from America. And maybe America has served its purposes, and that Israel needs to recouple with Almighty God himself and just go forward and trust that God has the final solution and will have the final word when it comes to peace in the Middle East.
Please, God, there will be.
Well, Jonathan, again, you know, our thanks to you. I want to have you back for a couple more minutes on the other side of break. We're going to go to break here because I want to talk a little bit more about, you know, what you're doing with the Genesis 1-2-3 Foundation. And again, I appreciate your faithfulness to come on the show. Give us an update as to what's going on, and especially we may even I may want to also come back and talk about the hostages, because you know, we are hearing stories and getting their testimony as to what happened down there in those tunnels beneath Gaza. Stay with us. We've got more from Jonathan Feldstein after this.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances,
heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Jonathan Feldstein continues with us, the president and founder of the Genesis 123 Foundation. Jonathan, update us on the hostages that have been released. Here in America, you know, it's a bit head spinning to think that Israel is getting hostages in the ratio of 1 to 3. So for every one hostage,
yeah,
Israel is releasing three. You know, three prisoners, people that had perpetrated everything from attempted murder on down, and they've released them out of jail. And of course, you know, they're received back into Gaza as, you know, as victors, so to speak, which is, you know, a bit disheartening. But this is the cost that is being paid in order to, you know, protect as many hostages as possible, because clearly Israel is about life and preserving life, and Hamas is not.
Correct. We have a primacy on saving life, mm-hmm. and that, and it's been inspiring for all of us to receive the hostages home. And I want to say not just Israeli hostages. They were very blessed by the fact that a number of foreign workers have been also released, and that's also super important. Mm-hmm. But what we're hearing from the hostages now, from the hostages' families, is that they were subject to brutal, cruel torture, women being gang raped, other forms of abuse, adults giving children the food, like a pita bread or spoonful of rice or something, mm-hmm. Giving kids their food and not eating for days on end because they were essentially being starved, children being branded by the hot exhaust pipe of motorcycles, being beaten with metal wires. I mean, we're hearing really, really, and psychological torture, showing kids
the pictures, the videos that the terrorists themselves filmed on October 7th, and then holding gun to their head, telling them to stop crying when they're watching their neighbors being slaughtered. So the cruelty is inhuman, and we're grateful that they're home. We read that the traumas are going to be a very, very, very long time unpacking, and we're tremendously nervous and praying for the well-being of those hostages who are still there. We know now the kinds of things that they're suffering, and of course it's the priority to be able to bring them home, but I don't see any hostage negotiations anytime soon. That's going to be military.
Any idea, Jonathan, where the hostages may be located? We know they're somewhere in the tunnels, and there's an incredible network, and the IDF has been very strategically going through these tunnels, destroying the areas that they can to create choke points to where they can, force Hamas out of these tunnels. But this is a process. It's a very careful one, and I know with your son being in the IDF, we continue again to pray for the safety of those soldiers that are going in and evacuating these tunnels and managing it, because there's all kinds of danger in throughout these tunnels, and anybody who's ever fought urban warfare will tell you this is one of the worst situations you can deal with.
Right. There's danger in the tunnels. There's talk about flooding the tunnels with seawater, which is tremendously creative. But of course, any hostages that are in the tunnels will become victims. There's a clear understanding that the many bodies have been littered all over Gaza. The hostages, either who were killed on the 7th and then brought in and died, or died subsequently, or were killed in captivity. And of course, one of the things that I'm concerned about for my son and everybody is they're going to come across a dead body. And we've been looking to try to find everybody, whether they're Israeli or not. And the body is going to be booby trapped and blow up. To soldiers who turn it over. And that could be a Jewish hostage. It could be an Arab dressed as a Jew. We don't know. So anything can happen, and it's terribly scary. And prayers you've been repeating is what we need.
Mm-hmm. Well, because, what we're realizing is evil is all about death. It is still very, very creative in exercising its objectives, and it will continue to do that. And in order to protect innocence truly, we need the almighty hand of God to come in and bring the Lord of Heaven's armies upon this situation, to clean this out. Because I'm of the mindset as you are, Jonathan. I think most Israelis is that there's no two state solution here. I think in retrospect, you can look back in the history of Israel, and I remember when the land was given up, that that Israel had captured, during the war, and then they released it. That just was. Again, this was because of political pressure and international influence that was put upon Israel. But I think Israel has to understand, and I'm sure they do to some degree, is that you cannot relent. You cannot compromise with people that don't know what's going on. The United Nations has made it clear, all these countries, they do not believe in preserving Israel and preserving peace. They continue to support evil and support anything but peace, and that Israel must, make a go of it on its own, trust in God, and go forward. And because we know that according to the Bible, that there will be that day when Israel will stand on its own, that it will not have the support. And that's why I see in the forecast there's going to be this final decoupling, sadly, from the United States, because many of us in this country, though we may have a government that doesn't support Israel, there's many of us that will continue, to support you.
Your words are powerful, and they are encouraging. You're making me think I should have you as a guest on my podcast, because Israelis and Jews around the world need to hear what you're saying.
Well, here it is, you're welcome to use this conversation and share it with your audience in whatever way you see fitting. Jonathan, let's talk about the Genesis 1-2-3 Foundation. Tell our audience about this, what you're doing.
Sure, thank you. So our mission is to build bridges between Jews and Christians and Christians with Israel. I invite everybody to connect and learn more about what we're doing at genesis123.co. Right now, we have a variety of programs that we do, and all of it is geared toward that bottom line of building bridges, creating relationships that are real and lasting. We have a program called Run for Zion, which is the first Christian program around the Jerusalem Marathon. I mentioned my podcast called Inspiration from Zion, where I'm the only Orthodox Jew, with a weekly program on the Charisma Podcast Network. It's me and 300-some other podcast hosts, me being the token Jew. I love doing
token
that.
Token Jew.
It's a blessing. And recently, before the war, we actually printed, after a 10-month rapid process, of stunning new book called Israel the Miracle, which is a compilation of essays by 75 Christian leaders from all over the world about why Israel is significant. It's a coffee table book. It is breathtakingly stunning, and every essay is just gripping. It's actually, as we speak, arriving in Tulsa at our fulfillment center today, please God, and then will be shipped out to everybody who's already pre-ordered. But people can get information about that at genesis123.co. And then our wartime efforts have been with an Israel emergency campaign to make meaningful impact with integrity. Those are both very, very important things. We have a petition, and I really encourage people to join and sign the petition to help us give Israel the backing that you're talking about so that Israel can stand firm in the face of international pressure that's going on, continue the military campaign, and bring home all the hostages. And just today, we announced something that's really beautiful. On Thursday, being two months since the beginning of the war and the massacre of October 7th, it's also the first night of Hanukkah, and we have an 8-point plan that I just began to send out today, calling on Christians to light a candle on the first day, put it in the window, and 8 points of prayer. I don't have it on the website, but anyone who wants to go through our contact us at the website, I'll be glad to share that. We need Christians joining us in prayer, and where we are in a dark time, we need to bring light to the world, and those candles celebrating the miracles that we do have before us, Jews and Christians together,
yes,
in one super powerful way.
That's part of our rich heritage, isn't it? Again, the almighty hand of God demonstrating his power and his interest and love for his creation. And, and it is the light of the world that gives us hope. And, you know, for Christians, this week is a week of hope. It's the first Advent week. And it inspires us and reminds us of the hope that we have before us, because we can look behind and see time and again the faithful hand of Almighty God, right?
Yep. Amen.
Well, another thing, we've got about a minute left here. There's a new report, surrounding Palestinian Arabs supporting terror against Israel. The misinformation that's out there, Jonathan, and I know you've been addressing this as well. Maybe in this last minute you can touch on a couple of the bits of misinformation that's been thrown out there against Israel.
The first piece of misinformation is the phrase genocide, ethnic cleansing, or anything of that. That's nonsense. Second of all, any numbers that you see coming from the Gaza Health Ministry, which is under the control of Hamas, we have to question. I don't accept that 15,000 people have been killed, because there's no evidence to it. We don't want to see it, but they conflate the numbers of terrorists with actual civilians, which is kind of hard to mix up. So people need, we're not looking to kill more people than necessary. We need to kill the terrorists.
Yes.
We need to also not believe the terrorists when they're saying certain numbers of children or women or other civilians are being killed. There's nothing that we can trust Hamas.
Jonathan, thank you.
Unthinkable.
Shalom, my brother.
Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of-